Du gingest, Jesus, unser Raum, durch Leiden immer an. Und führest jeden, der doch lang mit dir die gleiche Bahn. Wohlan, so führ uns auch zu Leid, zum Teil, zum Leihe und am Rhein. Führ uns durch deines Wortes so, durch deine Sache, zum Lichte hoch. Durch deines Todes Tod. Du starres Empfangs weiten Tod, o sanktes Kind am Strand.
Allein das Weizenkorn, bevor es fruchtbar sprost zum Leben empor, wird sterben in der Erde.
He's reading the text of the
vorher vom eigenen Wesen los.
About the wheat. We would like to sing one more song.
569.
Thank you.
Im Vers 5 haben wir gelesen, dort wird mein Auge sehen.
We were singing, there my eyes will see the one whose love is giving me life, whose faithfulness is helping me. Dear brothers and sisters, both on the left and on the right, the table is richly set, but I want to say one thing. First, the spiritual food must be given out. So I would like to ask Brother Baumgartner to come and to read the word for us and to pray with us. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, at this last meeting of this year, I would like to welcome all those who have come and all those all around the world to have joined us online. When we look back at what, at all those good things the Lord did for us, we can only give thanks to Him and praise Him and honor Him, only Him. We have had these special meetings for more than 50 years as a very special blessing in my life. The Lord has called us out. From all those various denominations and brought us to the living water, the fountain of life. Brothers and sisters, I would like to ask today who has been blessed by these meetings throughout all this time. Brother Frank, as you can see, your coming hasn't been in vain. Your effort has paid throughout all those years, and all the hands that were raised for the honor of God, may they show gratitude to you and may you receive more strength and encouragement also on this the day of your birthday. We have come in a great expectation today, and we believe that every word our Lord spoke, all that He promised, we believe. And in this last time, all that we need for our salvation, we would like to experience, may the faithful, our faithful Lord paid the high price for us. He did it all, and we can be set free and have peace with God. It will soon be so that we will be able to see what we have believed for so many years, and we will be with the Lord and together.
Möchte ich das bekannte Wort aus
I would like to read, before we pray, the well-known scripture. We will have the Lord's Supper today, and I would like to read the whole chapter in Isaiah 53. Please stand up. Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of all of us. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
und für die Übeltäter fürbittend eingetreten ist.
Dear brothers and sisters, Calvary is a reality. May the mighty victory of our Lord Jesus Christ be manifested in our midst this afternoon. For the end of this year, I would like to read the last two verses from Revelation chapter 22. The last two verses of the Bible. Here we read, "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Here we read that the Lord will come soon. That He will come quickly. He will come as a thief at night. He will come suddenly. Let us take it seriously when we are admonished to be alert, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us, especially this afternoon in this meeting and also in the coming year. We will pray now. Almighty God, we thank you for the special day of your grace, of your mercy, which we can experience today in your wonderful name. Together we are coming into your presence. We are grateful that we can redeem the short time that is still left for us, so that the soon return of our Lord we could experience without spot and wrinkle and with oil in our lamps. All those who have come and are burdened and weary, you will not send them away. You are still the same. O Lord, we believe you. Help our unbelief. O Lord, we are not coming to a man, but we are coming to you, the only true God. You are our Savior. You are our healer. Bless your servant who carries your word in this last time. Give him strength to preach your word. Bless all of us together. Bless all around the world. Wherever your word is being heard and believed, may we recognize today how serious the time we are living in is. May we be alert and ready at all times when you come quickly, suddenly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy.
Du bist würdig, du bist würdig, du bist würdig, o Herr, hinzunehmen Preis und Ehre, Ruhm und Du bist würdig, o Herr. Glory, glory, Alleluia. Glory, glory, Alleluia. Glory, glory, Alleluia. Deine Wahrheit schreitet voran. Amen, amen.
Amen, you may be seated. We are greeting you very, very warmly. We have already heard the wonderful songs, and also together we sang and the mightiest chapter, Isaiah 53, we read where the plan of salvation is shown to us. And what our Lord, our Savior, did for us by His grace. We are having the final meeting for, as this year is coming to its end, we can look back at the time of mighty blessings. God has really done great things. Thanks be given to Him. We will mention it briefly, but before we do, I would like to ask Brother Tati, who is here with us today, I would like to ask him to come to share a few words with us. We are grateful for all brethren who are ministers of the Word together with us all around the world, in all the tongues and countries. Brother Tati travels a lot together with me. Give us some words of encouragement.
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
Brüder und Schwestern in Christo,
I would say we are a privileged people.
Ich möchte sagen, wir sind ein bevorzugtes Volk.
The Lord of heaven,
der Herr des Himmels,
the one who created everything,
der Er, der alles geschaffen hat,
have chosen us,
hat uns erwählt,
in this time,
in dieser Zeit,
in this generation,
in dieser Generation,
to believe,
zu glauben,
and to carry on,
und weiterzutragen,
the treasure,
das Kostbare,
which is His revealed word,
nämlich sein geoffenbartes Wort.
Indeed, we had a very blessed year.
In der Tat hatten wir ein gesegnetes Jahr.
Though this is the year where Brother Frank has traveled the least.
Obwohl dieses Jahr hat Bruder Frank am wenigsten gereist.
But the Word of God,
aber das Wort Gottes,
as never before,
wie nie zuvor,
has reached,
hat erreicht,
the farmost,
die allerentferntesten,
of the earth,
auf Erden.
And today,
und heute,
as our brother Baumgartner said,
wie unser Bruder Baumgartner sagt,
those who have benefited from this ministry,
diejenigen, die von diesem Dienst gesegnet wurden,
may raise their hands,
mögen ihre Hände
but
heben.
If I tell you,
aber wenn ich
if
euch
I ask
sage,
the world why now,
wenn ich weltweit jetzt frage,
to raise the hands,
die Hände zu erheben,
you shall have the hands,
und dann seht ihr Hände,
from east,
vom Osten,
to west,
vom Westen,
to north,
vom Norden,
and to south,
und vom Süden.
The bride of Christ,
die Braut Christi,
is being prepared,
ist bereitet worden,
and I've been asked,
und ich bin gefragt worden,
to say thank you,
zu sagen Dank sei
for
dir,
your support,
für eure Unterstützung.
I made a short report to Brother Frank.
Ich habe Bruder Frank einen kurzen Bericht gegeben.
For those who are helping to be connected to these meetings.
Für euch, die ihr dazu geholfen habt, dass andere mit uns verbunden sein können.
And just this year,
und allein in diesem Jahr,
we had,
hatten wir
134
136
churches
Gemeinden,
that are connected,
die neu ja angeschlossen wurden,
and they are following,
und sie folgen
each meeting here in Zurich,
jede Versammlung in Zürich,
and the two meetings we have in Krefeld,
und die beiden Versammlungen, die wir in Krefeld.
May the Lord bless you.
Möge der Herr euch segnen.
And we're looking forward for 2020.
Wir schauen aus nach 2020.
That it will be,
aber es wird so
a
sein,
jubilee year.
Es wird ein Jubeljahr
the
sein.
Lord,
der Herr,
is still working.
Ist immer noch am Werk.
He's the promise keeper.
Wir sind das verheißene Volk.
He's the maker of any way.
Und er bahnt den Weg.
Be blessed.
Seid gesegnet.
Worldwide.
Weltweit.
Here in Zurich.
Hier in Zürich.
And Brother Frank.
Und Bruder Frank.
May the Lord.
Und möge der
again
Herr,
one more time.
Noch einmal.
One more time.
Noch einmal.
That he may go.
Das ist vorwärts
from
geht,
city to city,
von Stadt zu Stadt,
as the Lord told him,
wie der Herr
with an audible voice.
Mit einer
hörbaren May the Lord bless
Stimme.
You.
Möge der Herr dich segnen.
In the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Im heiligen Namen Jesus
I'm very Christus. Privileged to work by your side.
Sehr bevorzugt an deiner Seite.
God bless you richly.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Ja, dem Herrn sei Dank.
Yes, thanks be to the Lord. Our two brothers, Brother Tati from Brussels, is always present when I preach in English. He interprets into French, and our brother Jean Lambert sitting there at the back and always interpreting from German into French. We are grateful to the Lord that He has taken care of all languages so that everyone all around the world could hear and could follow. I've made some notes, and I can tell you that all together, from 2012 to 2019, it is exactly 675 pieces of equipment we have bought, so that all the churches all around the world in all the languages and nations could watch and listen, and it is simply the grace of God which has been given also in this regard in our time, that the precious word that the Lord entrusted to us truly reaches the ends of the earth, and the return of the Lord can happen at any moment. Brother Baumgartner mentioned that I am now 86 years old, and when I look back at the previous 60 years, brothers and sisters, it is simply so mighty. I have mentioned it several times at this place in 1949 in Hamburg, or on the Bach Street, the mighty experience with God, where I heard about Brother Branham for the first time. Richard Roof from Switzerland, and Herman from the USA, and David Duplessis from the USA. They all attended this large Pentecostal conference and reported about what God was doing in our time. And that Mr. Herman spoke about the ministry of Brother Branham. I've mentioned it to you already, brothers and sisters, that in 1945, when Nagasaki and Hiroshima were bombed, this Mr. Herman was the photographer. He took pictures of when the bombs fell on the cities, and he was so stricken that when he returned, that he only He was only seeking God, and he came to Brother Branham's meetings, and he dedicated his life to the Lord. And then he kept giving the testimony of what he personally experienced with the Lord throughout all those previous years, not only in those previous 55 years, but from the very beginning. We had part in what God was doing in our time, but especially I want to mention the year 1955, which was a truly special year when I heard Brother Branham for the first time and personally experienced this supernatural ministry. And then the other years followed in connection with the Lord and also in connection with the ministry God gave in our time. And we've already mentioned that the 1940s were blessed by God when the State of Israel was established in 1948, the fulfillment of the Bible prophecy of the end for the end time, and then the direct call of Brother Branham on May 7th, 1946. And, brothers and sisters, today I would like to deal with Luke 1 and Luke 2, where we are reminded of the birth of our Savior, and you know that all the Christianity celebrates the birth of the Savior. But who does it give any profit? They celebrated in various events for the Advent, burning candles in the churches. But how does it profit them when they have no direct part in what God has given to us by His grace? And therefore, I would like to preach about Luke 1. And also move to our time. This is again made great to us, so that we can find favor and that the completed redemption is valid for us personally forever. I would like Brother Baumgartner to come to read two verses. Please, brother, read from Hebrews. Hebrews 9, verse 11 and 12. These mighty verses speaking about our redemption. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Himmlische Heiligtum eingetreten und hat eine ewig gültige Erlösung erworben.
Amen.
Amen. Die Betonung liegt auf
What must be emphasized is on that word eternal, eternal redemption, valid eternally, not valid for some months or some years or for some limited period of time, but it is eternal, eternal redemption. We all know, brothers and sisters, that when he or her will look into our passport or an ID card, there is always this valid until. All these documents have some limited validity, but this completed redemption through the holy and precious blood of the Lamb is valid eternally, and who received the forgiveness of sins by God's grace and was born again by God's grace through the Word and Spirit, such a person has eternal life, and we can trust the Lord knowing that what He does is done well forever. In the Old Testament, it was the blood of these goats and calves, but in the New Testament, it was our Lord and Savior as the high priest who came to the heavenly tabernacle with his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And the blood is still on the mercy seat because we are still in the time of grace. Thanks be to the Lord for it. May all those who have joined us online, all around the world, be blessed. And may they be a blessing to others. As we have a lot of on the agenda today, also the Lord's Supper and the Love Feast, let's go straight to Luke chapter 2, and I will tell you why, brothers and sisters. You all know that in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we have the report about the birth of the Savior. We have the report about how the angel Gabriel came to Zechariah, how he gave a promise to him that his wife Elizabeth shall or would have a son. In these Gospels, we have the beginning of God's plan of salvation, and Luke then writes especially about the eye and ear witnesses, and they testified about these things, and we are very, very grateful to God the Lord that today we can be eyewitnesses that God fulfills His promises for this time all around the world. And let me read a few verses, as here in Luke chapter 1, from verse 1, Or from verse 2, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. Not only eyewitnesses, but also ministers of the word. They found in the scripture those things that happened. They were able to place it into the word. And then they could share it with others concerning the things which were fulfilled according to the promises. In verse 4 we read, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed.
Einfach, dass die Nachrichten, die gegeben worden sind, sind von Augen
that these reports from the witnesses, they should be like confirmed with certainty. And then in verse 11, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Brothers and sisters, what I want to tell you today is this, that in our time it was truly repeated that Brother Branham could give an exact report whether it was about the year 1933 when the supernatural light came down and the mighty voice sounded as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you will be sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. It was simply the supernatural was happening from the very beginning, just as it was in the beginning of the New Testament, so it was at the end of the New Testament. The ending was foretold in a supernatural way and confirmed by eyewitnesses. And as here the angel of the Lord came to Zechariah, and then in the sixth month also to Mary, and she was told that she would have a son, and to name him Jesus. It was all done in a supernatural way. All those things concerning God's plan of salvation, it was revealed here. And the brethren, who were to be not only eyewitnesses, but also ministers of the word, then they were able to share this with others concerning the things they saw and heard. At the end of verse 15, we read, he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. From his birth, according to the German translation, John the Baptist, the promised prophet, sanctified to God from his birth for the ministry that was announced. He was important. The ministry of John the Baptist was the most important and the first coming of Christ. And therefore, this is in connection with the birth of our Lord and Savior. It is mentioned in this connection and described so precisely. And then in verse 16, Luke 1, verse 16, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedience to wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. The ministry connected with God's plan of salvation, to make ready a people coming from or passing from disobedience and unbelief to obedience and faith. And then we read in verse 26 in Luke chapter 1, and in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
In eine Stadt namens Nazareth gesandt. Wir alle wissen,
we all know
eine Botschaft und was damit
what message he had and what was connected with it. In verse 27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. We all know this history. We often read from the New Testament, but what I find important today is the fact that God gave us the grace to see the supernatural. What was connected from the very beginning with the ministry of Brother Branham as the promised prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, bringing the last message, to restore all things, because that is the promise in the New Testament. It was given in the Old Testament and it is confirmed in the New Testament. We have often mentioned it here from Matthew 17 or Luke 9. After the ministry of John the Baptist, the Lord gave the announcement, the Elijah surely shall first come and restore all things. So it is written, and so we believe it. Matthew 17, verse 11. And brothers and sisters, therefore I took the liberty today, and I thought, well, this photo from January 20, 1950, from Dallas, Texas, when Brother Branham was speaking to 8,000 people gathered, and a Baptist preacher came on the stage contradicting him, and he rejected it all. He said that the times of the apostles had been over, and healing and all these things were not of God in his opinion. And then it happened that Brother Branham simply said, as truly as the Lord sent me, so he will testify about this sending. And then the photographers took the pictures, and and all of them failed to be developed, except one with a supernatural light about the head of Brother Branham. Those two photographers, because Mr. Eisen Kipperman, they were unhappy because they couldn't use any other photos. There was just this one photo with the supernatural light. You all know how it happened. This photograph was sent to Washington, and Dr. George G. Lacey confirmed on January 29 that this supernatural light must have been there, otherwise it could not have been taken by the camera. And then in December, in December 1968, I went to the city and I looked for the Hall of Art, and then I could see and hold this photo in my own hands. And there was an older man, and he told me, when he opened his drawer, one day this photo will just end up in the drawer. What was important for me was that I was an eyewitness and ear witness of what God did in our time. The same thing is so with this supernatural cloud. We all know what happened on February 28, 1962, and then in 1963. We all know what happened. Brother Branham had seen it before, that the supernatural cloud would come down with the seven angels in the shape of a pyramid. And he had mentioned it several times before it happened. And then in the Science magazine, this scientific magazine published in the United States, on April 19, it published this photograph, and also with an article about the supernatural light, and also the Life magazine published this photo.
Und einfach ein übernatürlicher Lichtkreis, ein Ring, ein geheimnisvoller Ring, haben aber geschrieben.
They called it a mysterious ring of light. It was several tens of kilometers above the ground. They described it precisely, and then Brother Branham was taken into the cloud, and especially the seventh angel spoke in this cloud, spoke to him and told him, return to Jeffersonville, because the time has come for the seven seals to be opened. Brothers and sisters, this is a special day for me today. Brother Tati mentioned it. I cannot travel anymore as I used to do. And all my abilities, the ability to walk, to stand, to hear, to see, it is all diminished. But we can also say that all around the world there are truly millions who were acquainted with what God did in our time. Millions in 172 countries can watch directly. And where people were unable to buy the necessary equipment, we did it for them, so that everyone all around the world could have part in the proclamation of what God did in our time, and especially what He is doing right now in our midst, in the midst of His people. With John the Baptist, it was so, we read about him, that the purpose of his ministry was to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. We have often mentioned it here, that many of the children of Israel He brought to the Lord their God. The hearts of fathers, of the Old Testament fathers, were brought to what was given to the New Testament children, and in our time, the hearts of children of God are brought back to what God did in the beginning. Let's say it very clearly, brothers and sisters, today many can read Luke 1, and surely this scripture will be read in many churches, maybe also from Luke 2. They will read these scriptures, but who in our time, of those who read it, truly believe it? For them, it's a tradition, it's a religion. Or what we read in Isaiah 53, have we experienced it personally? That our Lord and Savior was born into this world to take my and your sin, grief, transgressions, to take it, to bear it on His own body, just as we bore our sin in our body and all that is connected with it. He took it upon Himself, and as the Lamb of God, He died for us. He shed His blood and obtained eternal salvation and grace for us. And also the idea that our Lord is the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, and that the dear blood of the Lamb of God is still in the holiest of holies on the Ark of the Covenant. It speaks for us, and there is, and we are not condemned, there is no condemnation for us for our sins. And also, there is something very mighty which I would like to mention also in the next circular letter. When Simeon had the privilege to hold our Lord in his hands and to give thanks and pray, in Luke 2, this Luke 2, verse 9 and 10.
Da trat ein Engel des Herrn,
and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. In chapter 1, the birth was announced. In chapter 2, the birth is described and the things connected with it. And in verse 10 we read, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Die dem ganzen Volke widerfahren wird. Denn euch ist heute
For unto you is born this a day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Der Herr in der Stadt Davids. Ich freue mich, dass hier geschrieben steht, Christus.
I rejoice that it is written here, Christ the Lord. Christ is the Anointed One, Messiah, and the Anointed One is the Lord, who was in the beginning and called all things into existence by His Word. He who created man in such a way that he could fall, created man unto His image, to restore us from this fall. He came to this earth. Adam was a created son of God, and Jesus was a begotten son of God, and that is a difference. Naturally, we are created, but we are born again by the Holy Spirit. And therefore we are grateful to the Lord that not only naturally we are born in flesh and blood, but also we are born again unto the living hope. And please never forget it. The everlasting redemption is given to you and to me. No one can change anything about it. And even when we fail in something, then our Lord makes intercession for us. And let's say it again, the blood is still on the throne of grace, on the Ark of the Covenant. In verse 14 we read, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. God has people on earth. Upon whom His delight is. I want all of us to recognize and to believe that we did not believe some cunningly devised fables, but that God took care and watched over His promises in this time, just as it was at His first coming, and the supernatural took place in our time exactly as it was in the beginning of the New Testament. Brothers and sisters, this is God's reality, and we are grateful with all our heart that we are eyewitnesses and ear witnesses of what the Lord did in our time. Also verse 26,
vom Heiligen Geist war ihm auch
about Simeon, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Simeon could testify about what was revealed to him and what was also given to him. In verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Praise and thanks be to our Lord. He could hold in his hand what was promised to him. The Apostle John writes what our hands handled about the word of life, what we experienced, what we saw, what we heard, that's what we preach unto you. Brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can preach that we also hold in our hands and in our hearts what the Lord promised to us before the return of Christ, that before it happens that we will receive, that we hear the message of restoration, of separation. We take it seriously, that message, and we can also say that we are eyewitnesses of what the Lord promised for this time, that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto the ends of the earth, and not a gospel, but the everlasting gospel, with all that belongs to it, from the beginning to the end. Thanks be to the Lord for the word of introduction, which reminds us of what is written about John the Baptist, that he will bring many to God their Lord. But the large crowds, those rabbis, they just missed it. For them, our Lord was a stone of offense. But for us, he is the cornerstone and the capstone, the rock of salvation. We do not take offense on anything. No, we are grateful to the Lord from all our hearts, also for how he led all things. I do not want to be personal, but brothers and sisters, this is God's reality. Also in our time, the Lord spoke. He gave the commission. He took care that this commission could be done in all the world. And as it is written, that the gospel shall be preached to all nations for witness. Brothers and sisters, as it was in the first generation, all things were fulfilled. Then also in this last generation, all things are being fulfilled. What has been promised for this period of time concerning Israel also, I will also mention this in the new circular letter, and we have to send it to many, also about Isaiah 30 verse 26, what is going on now. The that the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, because all the world just is burdened by all these CO2 emissions. But here it is that the light of the sun shall be sevenfold in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their want. Then it will happen. It is really very close at hand. We are not in the beginning of the end time, but we are at the end of the end time, and the return of the Lord is very, very near. As it's been mentioned, the Lord has taken care that Brother Branham, let me mention it one more time, before we speak about the Lord's Supper, many things happen in December. December 2nd, I preached in Jeffersonville on December 3rd. Brother Branham told me what the Lord had told me before. He repeated the words in English that the Lord had spoken to me in German. And then he said that it was no natural food as I had thought, but that the Lord would send a hunger to hear his words. And the food to be put in store is the promised word for this time. And you know that the Lord has also taken care for these things. December 18th, Brother Branham had the accident. There was a head-on collision with the oncoming car. And on December the 24th, before midnight, Brother Branham was taken home. I didn't know anything about the accident or about Brother Branham's departure. But on December the 24th, 1965, I saw Brother Branham on a supernatural cloud. If you had a cloud in front of you, I can show you exactly where Brother Branham was. Now I have a cloud of something like here. So he was standing here on its side and was going up. And in this vision I said, Brother Branham, you are not the Son of Man. How do I see you on this cloud? It was the moment when he was taken home. Brothers and sisters, we have often mentioned that we will also be taken up in the rapture on the cloud to meet the Lord. And this supernatural cloud also took our Lord to glory, and the disciples watched as our Lord was going up to heaven. And in Revelation 11, verse 12, we read about the two witnesses that they also, these two witnesses, ascended up to heaven in a cloud. But God gave me the grace to see and experience this personally. And as it was with Elijah and Eliseus, at the time I had no, in 1965, I had no idea who Elijah and Eliseus was. But there it was. When you see me taken up, it will happen. And Elisha saw Elijah as he was taken. God really took care of all things. And we can say that as it was in Matthew, Luke, Mark, at the time, we together can testify today that in a supernatural way, the Lord acted, blessed, opened the doors and hearts, and gave all the things that were necessary that the last message could reach the ends of the earth. And surely, as the commission was given, so surely it was accomplished, and the Lord watches over His word. And we can say this before God with a sincere heart, that all those who believe God's message at this time with all their heart, they have found favor before God, and for them this everlasting redemption, it is valid for them, whatever may come, personal trials, needs, illnesses, whatever circumstances, no matter what it may be, what God decided, what He did, that remains valid forever, for all ages. And as I said before, documents may have limited validity, but what God has given to us is valid forever. It is eternally valid, eternal redemption for us. Today we'll have the Lord's Supper to be reminded of what happened on the cross of Calvary, and praise be given to our Lord. Let us stand up together, and Brother Baumgartner, you will then read the scripture. I think it will be good that way. Do you want to sing now, or will you sing later? Do you have a song we should sing now? If so, we can do it. Song number two. Let's sing song number two.
Máte všetci spevník? Pieseň číslo 2.
Du hast dich mir geoffenbart, o Herr, in großer Huld. Denn mir von mir geloben war, neben der Geduld. Drum bitte ich dich an, Gott, ich bin an. Dem Herzen, wie ich kann, bitt ich dich, Jesus, an. Du bist der gute Hirte mir, am Kreuz hast du's bewirkt. Du seist allein geehrt. Drum bitte ich dich an, mein Gott, ich bitte an. Aus tiefstem Herzen, wie ich kann, bitt ich dich, Jesus, an. Oh, hell.
We all say amen to that, and we can worship Him in truth and in spirit. We do not worship God in a way that is not right, but as we were singing that we believe God, we also mentioned here some time ago that many people believe in God, but who believe God? With full conviction we can say, I believe God, we believe God, as Abraham believed God, as Simeon believed what he was told, the promise given to him. He could say, oh Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, because my eyes have seen the salvation of God. Which you announce for all nations and for the glory of your people Israel. Just as Paul wrote in Romans 9, verse 10 and 11, we could read, as it was according to the scripture, how nations and Israels were arranged according to the scripture. At the end, I would like to say that I did what the Lord commanded me. I traveled from city to city. And right after the departure of Brother Branham, I knew that the time had come and I started the full the preaching ministry. I can say it here, especially after 1967 and also in the following years.
Luxembourg, 6 Uhr
20. Every Sunday morning, I had a broadcast through Radio Luxembourg. That was the most blessed time in my life. There were German-speaking groups everywhere, whether in Romania, Poland, Austria, Russia. Everywhere there were these German people, and we use the Radio Luxembourg or long and shortwave programs, and they could follow it, whether it was in Moscow or in Poland, Romania. And through these broadcasts, God gave contacts in all nations and languages from the very beginning. Through the Radio Luxembourg broadcast, so it was in Moscow, Warsaw, Bucharest, Switzerland, everywhere. People were reached through the Radio Luxembourg, and how God put it upon my heart, and we are also grateful for all the blessings at all places in Reykjavik, Ohio, Alaska, wherever it was. We had still more and more broadcasts to announce the last message, and then the missionary journeys into all the world started. We are simply grateful to God with all our heart. Let us sing just as I am now, and then we will shortly pray.
So wie ich bin, so muss es sein. Nicht meine Kraft, nur du allein. Dein Blut wäscht mich von Sünden rein. O Gottesla, ich komm, ich komm. Wer möchte in dieses Gebet mit einbezogen?
Who would like to be included in this prayer? Just raise your hand for a moment. Yes, all of us. Beloved Lord, you are our Savior.
Es ist eine ewig gültige.
It is the eternal redemption you obtained for us. You cried, "It is finished." Your holy blood was shed. All our guilt and sin, all our transgressions, you took upon yourself at that time. You knew what would come upon us in our lives, and you took it upon yourself, and we can call with Christ. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, and there is no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Beloved Lord, bless your blood-bought flock all around the world, in South and North America, in Australia, New Zealand, on all continents. Oh Lord, all around Europe, beloved Lord, bless as now, when we are having the Lord's Supper with you, with thankful heart, we give thanks to you for the completed redemption that in a supernatural way you acted also in our time. Just as it was so with your people of Israel when you accompanied them in the pillar of fire and in the pillar of light, giving them light on their way, beloved Lord. So in our time, in the same cloud, in the same pillar of fire, you came down in supernatural way. You acted and blessed, beloved Lord. We can also say, now you let your people depart in peace, because our eyes have seen the fulfillment of your promise. In this time, we believed it, we received it, and we thank you for it with all our heart, that you led it in such a way that my ways became your ways. Please, let your face shine above us. Give us your peace and your blessing, so that we all can have part, can participate in the Lord's Supper with gratitude, because you have done it all for us. We thank you for Isaiah 53. We thank you that it became truth in our lives. Thanks and praise be given to you. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Amen. Beloved brother, please come. Bring the table a little closer and we will remain in prayer before the Lord, while brethren are breaking the bread. Heavenly Father, with all my heart, we thank you that we can be reminded of your completed redemption. We can have the Lord's Supper with you and with each other. Oh Lord, you are our Savior. You are the victor of Calvary. You paid the high price for all of us. You cried, "It is finished." Beloved Lord, we know that it happened through the suffering of your body and that your blood was shed. That way it happened. All our sins are forgiven in Christ, and we thank you that we are redeemed sinners who have found grace, that we can accept your work of salvation. Grant it to us that we also forgive each other, that we love each other, that we partake in the Lord's Supper in a worthy way. We bless this bread and all those who eat it. In Jesus' holy name, amen. We'll remain in prayer. Have you got some brothers who have come as visitors? Somebody who would like to come and give thanks to the Lord?
Wer von den Brüdern will die Zeit nutzen und dem Herrn danken?
We are very, very grateful for all ministers of the world in all nations and languages. God has taken care of it too. Please come and say the words of gratitude. We are so overwhelmed this afternoon that you are present, O Lord, that you spoke at that time through prophets, through Brother Branham, also through our brother. Gather my people so that they hear my words. And we are now today. What grace it is, please continue leading us, not according to our will, but please may you go before us so that what we heard, what we read, so that it becomes a reality in our lives. Give us your life and help us so that we can walk with you. Give us all the armor we need and please help us to be able to overcome this world, this Satan's Eden. But through the power of Calvary, we can be overcomers. We thank you that we may be partakers of the Lord's Supper, and please grant it to us that we can take it in a worthy way. I thank you that I can have part in it. We thank you for your redemption, for setting us free, for your salvation. We thank you that you put faith into our hearts. We thank you for your servant carrying your word. And please help us to carry your word in also in our daily lives. Give strength to your servant. We thank you that you have done all things and that all things will go according to your plan of salvation. Please, we thank you from the depths of our heart. Amen.
Hallelujah. Es ist soweit, wie hier geschrieben steht. Der Herr sprach.
And here we read.
Das ist mein Leib für euch. Der segne alle, die am Mahl teilnehmen.
This is my body that's given out for you. May the Lord bless all that are partakers of this Lord's Supper. Faithful Heavenly Father, in the fear of God, we are standing before you, remembering your death on the cross of Calvary. Your blood was shed for our sins, for our transgressions. Oh Lord, you have done it all for us. Your grace is over us so that we can be free. We remember your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, where your blood was shed for us. Please grant it that we drink this cup in a worthy manner. Please pass through our midst. Bless all who take part in it. Bless these cups in your wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Beim Abendmahl haben wir auch die Verheißung, die der Herr damals gegeben hat.
We have the promise of our Lord gave at that time.
Als ihr das Brot nahm, dankte.
It was the Passover.
Bis dahin galt.
He gave thanks and broke the bread.
Und von dem Moment an gilt das Abendmahl
nicht from that Lamm, moment,
sondern er als Lamm hat sich
had this Lord's Supper
für uns geopfert,
not just a natural lamb, but the Lamb of God
das Abendmahl
who sacrificed himself for us.
Ich werde ihn fort.
And he told them to his own after the supper that he will no longer drink from, from the wine until he drinks it new at his father's. The promise is given to all who take part in this supper, that they will have part in the supper in glory with Abraham and all the others or the saints from the Old and New Testament, at the wedding supper there will be grateful for what he's done for us.
Oh Herr, Halleluja. Danket alle dem Herrn. Großes hat an uns getan. Ihm sei die Ehre. Auch wir haben die Verheißung.
Our Lord has done great things for us. Let's give thanks to him.
In der Herrlichkeit das Mahl feiern wir. Welch eine hohe Berufung hat Gott.
What a high calling is given to us by God to have part in the supper with him. Brothers and sisters, just imagine that from those billions of people he has those who were elect, who had been or foreordained before the foundation of the world, this host who now receives it and experienced it. God has opened our hearts and our understanding for the scriptures, and he has given his grace that we can believe also what he promised for this period of time. And this is truly very important. Oh, how grateful we can all be now. We would like to pray for all those who have joined us online, especially all the ministers preaching your holy word. Oh God, please be merciful. Granted that they are ministers of your word, but not some storytellers or just preaching Brother Branham's statements, but those who preach the everlasting gospel and the word. Dear Lord, you will take care of all things, and your sheep will only hear your voice. They will not follow a stranger's voice. I also thank you with all my heart for all those years, for the 60 years, for the 55 years, for the last 40 years. I thank you, beloved Lord. You have led it all in a truly wonderful way. Even there where there was no more hope, you were present to help. You made a new beginning after an end. We thank you. And we now ask you, please bless all around the world, on all continents, in all nations and languages, and bless all our brethren, our brother Jean Lambert, brother Tati, brother Etienne Genton, and all brethren, brother Erwin Pacheco, and all wherever they may be, all our brothers, brother Heinrich, and all those who translate into other languages, bless them and make them a blessing. May your people know by your grace the day and the hour, the message and the messenger, and be prepared, because we believe that your return is truly near at hand, at the door. Beloved Lord, I pray that you give, that you make all of us sober. Give us your grace, help us in our natural and spiritual lives, so that your name is not discredited in any way. Give us healing, salvation. Give us all that you brought to us through Calvary, that we experience it personally. One more time, we thank you for the sending of your servant and prophet, for the last message, for the calling out and preparation for the glorious day of your coming. Maranatha. Come soon, Lord Jesus. As we read, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And who hears it says, come. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day, for this meeting. In Jesus' holy name, amen. You may be seated. Today I would like to thank with all my heart to those who support God's work. Do we have a song we can sing now? 554. May all the singers sing and all the trumpets blow.
504. Boh požehnaj všetkých darcov i všetky dary.
May God bless all the donations and all the donors.
Wenn der ew'ge Morgen taget, die Zeit wird nicht mehr sein, wenn in alle Gräber tönt des Königs Wort. Rufet bin ich dort. Wenn der Herr die Seinen rufet, wenn der Herr die Seinen rufet, wenn der Herr die Seinen rufet, durch die Gnade meines Heilands bin ich dort. Lasst uns doch Seinen Ruf.
Welt. Durch die Gnade meines Heilands bin ich da.
And as the truth is, we can say that all those who hear his voice now, and as the promise is, whoever has an ear, let him hear, to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. We read it, Simon. It was revealed to him by the Spirit that he would not die, but he would first see the Lord. Exactly so it is with us. The Word was revealed through the Spirit, and we are the partakers of a calling out, and also will be the partakers of the return of Christ. Just as I, as the least one, I saw the rapture, but I can testify about it again and again. Nobody can imagine what it is when one is taken out of one's body, and then we are welcomed by the psalm in the paradise. So it's about singing Psalm 35, and all were young at the rapture, 17 to 18 years old. We will put it all away that was old or sick here, and we will have new bodies. And we shall never grow old, and we will be with the Lord forever. Let's emphasize this one more time. Who believes the Lord now shall not be ashamed. We shall see and experience what the Lord promised to us. Who of you brothers wants to come? Brothers, do you want to give thanks to the Lord? Heavenly Father, with all my heart I thank you for all your goodness and faithfulness, for your help throughout all those years, how you carried us through. We thank you, O Lord, looking back. We see the way you went with us. You see that you helped at all times. And so it will continue through needs, trials, illnesses and weaknesses. You will carry us through. Until we reach eternity, till we reach glory, we trust in you, we look up to you. Oh Lord, please save, call.
Amen.
We thank you. For your preparation, O Lord, please be with each and every one of us. Help your servant. Give him your spirit. Renew his strength so that your word could be carried further in strength. Bless all ministers faithfully preaching your word. Hold them in your hand so that your truth could be put again on the candlestick. Oh Lord, please bless the love feast which our sisters prepared, and you will bless all that we will take. May also the fellowship we will have be blessed. May your love be revealed among us. Praise and glory and thanksgiving be to you in your wonderful name. Amen. Faithful Lord Jesus, I want to thank you that we could have part in your supper. We felt your presence. You spoke to us. And I thank you that these words are written in our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank you that up to this day you've carried us through all the year. Lead us in the next year too, so that we can see you, so that we can see what we believed. We know that it's just 1 minute to midnight, not 5, not 10 minutes, and we thank you, faithful Lord, that you will make the time even shorter. Oh Lord Jesus, please come soon. That is our desire, that we can meet you. Bless all your servants carrying your true word, especially our beloved brother Frank. You see him, you know him. Lord Jesus, give him strength on his body, in his soul. We thank you that you have him in your hand, and that you will continue speaking to us through him. Bless him, bless us. I thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Die Stühle auf die Seite und nachher gibt's zwei Reihen mit Tischen und die Hauswärter warten draußen schon und sind die, dass sie die Tische.
We will put the table, the chairs away, and we'll place two rows of tables here. We will leave this room for a moment, and the young people will help to arrange it. Let us sing. Hallelujah,
may Hallelujah, you praised. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, sei gepriesen. Herr, segne uns jetzt.
Amen. Der segne uns alle.
Amen. May the Lord bless all of us.